This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the real or fake news quiz. We do this every week around this time. And me, Carl.
Yes.
I get to tell the people in the studio headlines, and they have to tell me if they are real or fake. We did not have this last week because we were off while Ethan was here.
Not all of us. No.
Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thanks for filling in, Heidi. Or we could have got Heidi in on
you
this.
You could have brought Heidi into it.
She's up.
Too.
Kim's off this week. Or, well, she's off today and tomorrow doing some family things. And she is not going to be with us. This is going to be Mark and Ethan head-to-head for bragging rights. Who will get to pick the music?
He's not going to take it easy on the music next time. He took it easy the other day because it was, what, Valentine's Day?
Yeah, it was Valentine's Day.
He was going to do death metal, and then all of a sudden, oh, I'm going to do 70s and 60s soul music for Valentine's Day.
I follow your lead. You always have a theme. So,
like, today is the 50th anniversary of Physical Graffiti. So at least once an hour, we're playing one song from Physical Graffiti. You'll hear Trampled Underfoot later today.
Oh, nice.
But let's talk about the headlines that I have right here for you. Ethan, since you won last time, let's get right to it.
Yep.
Real or fake, the first known use of OMG was in a letter to Winston Churchill. Real or fake?
Oh, I'm going to go
the
fake.
The phrase or the acronym?
Like,
the phrase, the actual phrase. Oh, my goodness.
He said fake.
You say fake?
Oh, if it's the whole phrase, true. But if it's just the initial, like
it's
OMG.
It's the initials.
OMG. They use the... No, fake.
I say that's fake.
It's true.
It is not.
Not
it
true.
It is true. Look it up. Both of you, look it up. So that's
throw
zero.
Something at him.
I know. I'm like...
There's no way somebody in the 1940s was using that.
OMG. Okay. Mark Cox.
I'm looking it up.
Who did it?
That's not what we're
irrelevant?
Doing right now.
Oh, come on.
But it is. It's true. Look it up. Type in OMG.
Okay.
You know there are people right now pulling over, not driving, because you know that's illegal in Missouri to use your phone while you're driving. So pull over and look it up and tell Mark that he's wrong.
Mama K, put it in the Facebook chat. Let us know.
Mark Cox, real or fake? We all know that 1234 is the most popular PIN, which stands for personal identification number. So don't say PIN number, because then you're saying personal identification number. Real or fake, the second is 1111. Is that real or fake?
It's stupid, but I'll say that it's real.
Ethan Bright, real or fake?
I'm going to go real. I don't want to, but I'm going to go real.
It's fake.
Come on.
It's actually 0000.
Oh.
But 111.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so
111 is in there.
That's number three.
Oh.
And then the fourth one is 1342, because, you know, they think they're it's still the first four numbers. They're just doing them differently. Yeah. And in the top 40 is 2580, which is just the middle ones straight down. And in Europe, they're different than in the United States because people use their birthdays. And over there, they do the
day first.
Day first.
Uh-huh.
Dumb. So neither of you have a single one correct
yet. Sweet.
We're tied.
Yes.
You're tied at zero.
Great. It
Where's
just
Kim
like
when we need her? Kim would be smart enough to pick the opposite of what the other person said.
Ethan Bright, real or fake? At any bar in the state of Utah, you can only buy one drink per person at a time. Real or fake?
Oh, I'll say that's real.
Mark Cox.
In the state of Utah,
you can only buy one drink per person
I'll
at a
with
time.
With the religious influence, that could be true.
So you're both staying with the same answer.
I know, right?
I thought he said fake.
No, he said,
I said
real.
I said it's real.
And you're both correct. It is real.
It is real?
It is
All
real.
All right, so we're now we're still tied.
And also in Utah, they don't allow happy hour.
They don't want you to be happy? The Mormons do not like you to be
not.
Happy. Okay.
Mark Cox, real or fake? Napoleon was shorter than I am. Real or fake?
Well, how tall are you?
I'll tell you how tall I am. I'm 5'5 and a half. Real or fake?
I'll go with real.
Ethan Bright.
I think it's fake. I think everybody says he's short, but I don't think he was.
Finally, we have a difference of opinion. And Ethan, you are correct. Napoleon was either 5'6 or 5'7. It's because of a British cartoonist drew him short because, you know, the French and the British were fighting with each other. And so they drew him short. They called him the Little Colonel. But that was because they loved him, not because he was short.
Interesting.
We should probably wrap this up right now.
Time-wise. You're up by one. Mark Cox, real or fake? A New York judge resigns after saying he can't be on a jury because he thinks all defendants are guilty. Real or fake?
A judge.
A judge resigned.
I'll go real.
Ethan Bright.
I was going to go real, too. So I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to go real.
It's real. So he got called for jury duty. And he tried to get out of it by saying, everybody's guilty. And they're like, aren't you a judge? And so he had to resign.
It's pretty bad when judges are trying to get out of jury duty.
Exactly. Yeah. You'd think that being a judge
would disqualify you. Yeah.
I guess not.
I mean, he might live in a different community than where he's a judge,
yeah.
I would guess.
Possibly. Ethan Bright, real or fake? An 18-inch pizza has more pizza than two 12-inch pizzas. Real or fake?
I am going to go real.
Mark Cox.
I'll go fake.
He's mad.
Because we need to be different.
Well, it doesn't matter. Because it's real.
Oh!
Winning.
So, Ethan Bright, this Friday.
Yes.
You will get to choose the music again.
Nonstop Enya.
Enya. Why not?
Why?
Why?
I don't. He's kidding.
So if you cut up a pizza, an 18-inch pizza, you'll find out that there's more pizza than two. It's weird. If you ever see anybody do it, like Bill Nye, the Science Guy, did it and cut it up, there's more pizza. Get the 18-inch. Don't get the two 12-inches.
Interesting. But that's what the deal is always on, the two 12-inches.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
That's how they get you.
That's how they do it. I know. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.